One of NASA's greatest success stories has come to an end. Scientists reported last month that they finally had lost contact with the spacecraft Pioneer 10. The unmanned probe was launched more than 30 years ago. It traveled farther than any other man-made object, journeying beyond the solar system and into deep space. Commentator Andrew Chaikin has this appreciation of Pioneer 10.
If any machine deserves its name, it's Pioneer 10. Back in March 1972, NASA launched this robot explorer on the first journey to the planet Jupiter. It was designed to operate for about 2 years, but it lasted decades. After giving us the first close-up look at Jupiter in December 1973, Pioneer coasted deeper into space, and it kept sending back data. It studied charged particles from the sun and cosmic rays from distant stars. Every passing moment took it farther from Earth. In June 1983, it crossed the orbit of the outermost planet, Pluto. Almost 2 decades later, the giant radio antennas of NASA's Deep Space Network were still picking up its signals, which were now just a whisper. By this time, Pioneer was more than 7 billion miles from home. Its radio signals, traveling at the speed of light, took more than 11 hours to reach us. It was as if Pioneer had trailed a slender thread to the outer reaches of the solar system, connecting us with those unknown depths. Then, this year, the thread finally broke. Engineers picked up one last incredibly faint signal in January, and then there was silence. Pioneer 10's nuclear power source has become too weak for its transmitter to bridge that enormous distance. In time, it will die out completely, and Pioneer 10 will be a ghost ship heading for the stars. That's something scientists anticipated when they created Pioneer. They gave it a small plaque with information about where it came from and a drawing of a man and a woman, a kind of interstellar message in a bottle. To some people, Pioneer's achievement is fuel for a debate that's even older than Pioneer about whether it's better to explore space with people or robots. They see NASA struggle to recover from the Columbia tragedy and complete the International Space Station, and they ask why we should keep sending people into space when unmanned missions are less expensive and less risky. But it's not an either-or decision. Wherever we've sent our robot explorers, we've always been compelled to follow them. And if you look up in the sky on a clear night this month, high in the southwest, you'll see where Pioneer 10 is headed, the star Aldebaran, the glowing red eye of Taurus the Bull. That journey will take 2 million years. The beauty of Pioneer 10 is that we don't know when, or even if, our descendants will actually make that trip. I feel a mixture of sadness that we've lost our connection with this plucky explorer, and inspiration at what it and we have accomplished.
The comments of science writer Andrew Chaikin. His newest book is titled Space.